traditional mindset, randomized controlled trials will always be the gold standard in evidence for healthcare. Real-world evidence is primarily used for safety monitoring. Real-world evidence only matters to payers and HTA bodies. Our immune system is an effective shield against infections, but sometimes the immune system starts attacking healthy cells, causing chronic inflammation. This is the case in multiple sclerosis and other diseases. Antibody drug conjugates, or ADCs, expand our medical arsenal by linking a potent drug to the antibody, resulting in an antibody drug combination that can seek out and selectively target tumor cells. Every cell inside a human works with help from the sodium-potassium pump. The pump is a complex and fascinating mechanism which ensures that the right ions get in and out of the cell. Evolved mindset. We need to meld together multiple sources of information to get a comprehensive picture of disease states and treatment options. Significant opportunities exist to use real-world evidence proactively in R&D to create value and focus on disease states. Patients and physicians are equally interested in real-world evidence. The causes of pituitary tumors are unknown. A tumor of the anterior pituitary can cause excess growth hormone production, leading to gigantism or acromegaly. Too much thyroid-stimulating hormone can lead to hyperthyroidism, and excess adrenocorticotropic hormone can cause Cushing's syndrome. Rheumatoid arthritis affects millions of Americans. Like osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis occurs more frequently in women than in men. Adult rheumatoid arthritis can occur in people in their 20s and 30s, though it appears more commonly in those over 45 years of age. Researchers now believe that treating rheumatoid arthritis early not only may control joint pain, inflammation, and stiffness, but also may slow the progression of the disease.